This is Akashwani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. President Draupadi Murmu has reached Siliguri in West Bengal. During her visit, the president will grace the 9th International Santhal Conference being organized by the International Santhal Council in a short while. Union Minister of State for Tribal Affairs, Durgadas Uyki, received President Draupadi Murmu on her arrival at Bagdogra in West Bengal. The intense military conflict in West Asia has entered its 8th day today, escalating into a wider regional confrontation as United States, Israel and Iran continue with new wave of airstrikes and drone attacks. Tensions escalated in the region after a joint U.S.-Israel military struck Iran on 28th of last month, killing Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and other military commanders, prompting a fierce retaliatory attack by Tehran. Amid the escalating tensions, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration approved a new $151 million arms sale to Israel. Airstrikes hit the Iranian capital in the early hours today. A video circulating on social media showed Tehran's Mehrabad airport on fire following the strikes. Iran's UN ambassador Amir Sayed Iravani said that 1,332 Iranian civilians, including women and children, have been killed in US-Israeli airstrikes. He alleged that the United States and Israel have deliberately targeted civilians and civilian infrastructure across Iran. He reiterated that Iran will continue to exercise its right to self-defense. Meanwhile, Lebanon's state-run news agency reported that local fighters clashed early today with an Israeli force that landed near the town. Malendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party is heading towards a sweeping victory in Nepal's first general elections since the Gen Z protests. According to Election Commission of Nepal, data available from 161 of the total 165 constituencies, the RSP has won 27 seats with a clean sweep in all 10 constituencies of Kathmandu district in the elections held last Thursday. The Nepali Congress has secured victory in 5 seats. The Nepali Communist Party has won 2 seats and the Communist Party of Nepal, Unified Marxist-Leninist, has won 1. Oil marketing companies have increased the prices of non-subsidized domestic LPG gas cylinders by 60 rupees across metropolitan cities in the country. As per the Indian Oil Corporation Limited, the price for a 14.2 kilogram gas cylinder has been increased from 853 rupees to 913 rupees in Delhi. The new rates for LPG cylinders in Mumbai will be 912 rupees 50 paise, 939 rupees in Kolkata and 928 rupees and 50 paise in Chennai. The Indian Railways has undertaken electrification of its network in mission mode over the last decade, significantly reducing its dependence on imported diesel. As a result, 99.4% of the broad gauge railway network has now been electrified, marking one of the largest infrastructure transitions in the world. Ministry of Railways has said that with a growing share of the railway network now electrified, it is able to rely more on domestically generated electricity, improving energy security and reducing exposure to volatility in global oil markets. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has granted the aerodrome license to Yamuna International Airport Private Limited for the Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar of Uttar Pradesh. The airport has been licensed under the public use category for all weather operations. Women and Child Development Ministry is organizing a women-led walk titled Shakti Walk as part of the celebrations of International Women's Day in New Delhi tomorrow. The ministry said that the walk will take place from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. covering an approximate 2 kilometer stretch from India Gate to Vijay Chowk along Kartavya Path. The Shakti Walk aims to celebrate women's leadership and contributions across sectors and reinforce the government's commitment to women's safety, security and empowerment. In badminton, Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's singles semi-finals of the prestigious All England Open Championships in Birmingham. And that is the end of this news bulletin.